A top interior official in Alaska has confirmed that on Monday, the Trump administration plans to sign a deal to build a controversial road through Eisenbeck National Wildlife Refuge. Steve Wachowski, who advises Interior on Alaska issues, says a ceremony is scheduled in Washington, D.C. He says, first, former Alaska Department of Natural Resources Commissioner Joe Balash will be sworn in as the agency's Assistant Secretary for Land and Minerals Management.
And then right afterwards, we're signing the King Cove land deal. That's scheduled.
An advisory was sent out by Interior, says Dela Trumbull of King Cove, Governor Bill Walker, and Alaska's congressional delegation will join Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke at the ceremony. But Wachowski says he's uncertain if the potential federal government shutdown would mean the deal signing needs to be rescheduled. The road through Eisenbeck National Wildlife Refuge is strongly opposed by environmental groups. They say it'll have a significant environmental impact. Wachowski says the community of King Cove needs the 12-mile road to access an airport for emergency services.
The decision for us, quite frankly, was pretty easy. It was protecting the human life. And we don't think there's going to be any of the doom and gloom scenarios that some of the folks have talked about.
Wachowski was speaking after giving a presentation at an industry conference in Anchorage.